Good morning. This is GM Puff and walking over the hill. And there's a reason I haven't done the recording for the last week and probably for the next 2 weeks, because I'm moving and it's getting a little bit stressful to figure everything out. And it begs the question, what would it have been like to be moving in medieval times? I mean, now with communication and all this, I can apply for several houses at the same time, figure out where the best location is that suits us, find out what's a good house, a good fit. My wife can look at photos, can figure out what's going to be suitable for the girls. Of course, that has its own problems as well, where I guess in at least 18th, 17th, 16th century kind of thing, the most likely the gentleman would have travelled from town to town, viewed the house, made an agreement with the owner, purchased possibly up front or made a down payment on it. Then packed up all their goods into a horse and cart. Anything that couldn't fit had to be left behind. And then they would travel with all of their goods. I mean, and probably they'd load all their goods into the cart and fill them with their clothes and such. And the good old classic treasure chest. Things would be transported for miles, over days or possibly weeks. Some people would be attacked and have a lot of their things stolen or at least messed up by robbers. I can only imagine if you got attacked and on the street and your cart wheel broke, how are you going to continue? Your family would have to set up a tent and camp. So there's something for your encounter table. A moving family, provided of course that you'd still have a small percentage in dangerous times, but a larger percentage in quiet times, of encountering a family on the move, and then the possibility that something happened to them. Maybe you'll help, maybe you can't. Things like this. When you're traveling as a group of murder hobos, you don't exactly consider all of the implications of medieval life. As games master, we have to think of all of these things about medieval life, because you're going to encounter them. It may not be important storyline wise, but it's important enough that players realize they're in a real world by encountering real world situations. Now, a curious one is, okay, as rare as it is that you might find a family on the move out in the middle of the wilderness, even more rare would be a non-normal group on the move out in the wilderness. If you have a high magic campaign, maybe they're using a magic carpet to transport the goods. Maybe the mage has animated his furniture to do the walking. Maybe any number of possible things. Maybe they've employed a giant or a troll or something to carry their wares a lot easier. That's up for you, the games master, to add in. But it makes for interesting encounters. And at the end of the day, half the time the players are there is for the interesting encounters that they're going to have in this fantasy world that they're not going to have in real life. Medieval encounters are not something the average person's going to encounter in real life, so throwing them in is great, but throwing in the extra, occasionally rare encounter, well, that just makes the whole game more interesting. Anyway, that's it for this short little ditty. Hope you enjoyed it. Catch you next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.